Look at Psalm 139, verse 1. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Now, the person penning these words is King David. King David is a saved man. Now, here he is talking about the literal hell. But the concept and the doctrine that he's teaching is not that he's going to go there or that a saved person can go there. Because if we were to take such a literal interpretation of this, we would say that you can bring your futon to hell along with your pillows and your blankets and make your bed in hell. He's being facetious here is what he's doing. Now, we obviously understand that he's going to go to heaven, but he's not going to go to hell. Why? Because he's saved. And he's not going to make his bed in hell, because no one makes their bed in hell. There's nothing like that in the Bible. And if you think that, then you're weird, okay? It says, verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Now, what is this talking about? What is the chapter trying to emphasize? Well, if you read the entire chapter, you see that he's referring to, this speaks to the omnipresence of God. Because he says, you're before me, you're behind me. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I even make my bed in hell, you're there. You're everywhere. That's what he's talking about here. So he's saying, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Why? Because the eyes of the Lord are in every place. The doctrine that is being taught here is that God is omnipresent. The Bible tells us that hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. You see, we think of hell, which the Bible tells us is at the center of the earth. That's pretty far down. I mean, miles and miles and miles. People have tried to dig their way down to hell. Impossible. Never will be able to do it. There's not one pair of eyes on this earth who has ever seen the reality of hell, regardless of what people claim that they dreamed about or whatever, you know. The only one who's been able to see this is God. Because the Bible tells us that hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He sees everyone who's burning in hell today. Not only that, the Bible tells us hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? That is a very profound statement. What is he telling us there? He said, look, if hell that's thousands of feet and miles down to the center of the earth can be seen of God, how much more can he see your heart?